Hello, welcome to Dailyish. Today is Monday, May 18th. It's 10 degrees, feels like 8 degrees. Still feels like it should be warmer, but it's warming up. This isn't a weather podcast, though, so what do I know about the weather? As I look outside, we've become, thanks to grandparents, we've become a trampoline family. So we've had a few injuries already in one day, but overall, much fun has been had thanks to some jumping that's going on, jumping around. Today's actually a holiday here in Canada. I forget which, what is it? Victoria Day? No. National Patriots Day in Quebec. Yeah, Victoria Day. So here's to you, Victoria. But last night, there's some dings. Last night was also the, in the U.S., but on Nash on TV anyways, was the finale of Mad Men, a series, seven seasons, spread out over, I think, almost 10 years that Sue and I got into, I think, late. We started watching it. Someone at where I was working at the time, I've had this is, I guess, only my business if that's my job. This is my third job since the series started, which is kind of weird to think about how long it's been on the air. Started before we had kids, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just one of those kind of shows that straddles a bit of time in our life and think of interesting markers that have happened since then. But anyways, yeah, the show is over now. Last night was the final episode, and I'm a fan of the show to begin with, period. And so generally when I'm a fan of a movie or a TV series, I look past a lot of the flaws. I have trouble maybe thinking too critically about it. I don't mind thinking critically about it. If someone points it out to me, I don't get upset that there's something wrong with it or that there's flaws in the plot lines and things like that. But I don't really, I just enjoy it, take it for what it is. Similar with like watching superhero movies, Avengers 2, etc. Just kind of enjoy them for what they are and don't really want to get too stressed about nitpicking stuff, I guess. But I do enjoy a good dialogue about what goes on with the show, but it won't make me, generally doesn't make me like not want to watch it or get super annoyed with the show, if that makes sense. But anyways, the over on the AV Club, which I'll put a link in the show notes, they have a great episode and series wrap-up review that's worth reading if you want to try and sort of tie up maybe some loose ends in your mind. If, like me, you're not necessarily like super detail-oriented with some of these kind of series and want to remember why this happened or what happened there and what the links are to that, great article to check out if you've watched. Like obviously, this, assuming you're listening now, you've watched the finale, you're a fan enough that you'd watch it already. If not, pause this and come back later when you have watched it. I wouldn't have guessed with the series, thinking back to when it's the way it started with Peggy starting as the new sort of, I think, intern or whatever at the ad agency. I wouldn't have guessed that Peggy, Joan, Roger, and Pete would have been sort of the ones at the very end with the getting these sort of ending montages. Obviously, Dawn would have because it seemed like it was a show about Dawn, but I don't know, just like the time period it covered, Mad Men, the series kind of gets painted with a bit of like nostalgia for me. The depressing, why am I watching these terrible people parts of seasons that are kind of forgotten, and you just kind of remember the good times, just like the sort of 60s and early 70s, I guess, late 50s, 60s, and I guess almost into the 70s there, way the show kind of glossed over some of the stuff, but definitely going to miss, I don't know, the last season was definitely like full of great moments and to me anyways, fulfilled kind of like what I was hoping for the show. It didn't have it definitely had a more fulfilling or tying up kind of series ending final episode than sometimes shows do, thinking of like Lost. I haven't watched Sopranos, but from what I hear of Sopranos and sort of more in the Breaking Bad style of like, you know, this is what happened. There's stuff you can interpret as to why it happened, but this is basically kind of what happened. And you don't know where exactly the characters will go next, obviously. It's not all filled in completely until their death, but you have a general idea of where their next steps in life are going to take them and the things they've learned in the series and the way that everybody kind of parts ways is satisfying, but not like pandering, I guess it feels like, for my taste anyways. That's right. As I tweeted, yeah, I think last night, I'd definitely love to see an alternate sort of timeline spinoff series that followed Joan and Peggy's attempts to start a production company together. That was one of the elements that could have happened, that Peggy could have joined Joan and started a new production company and sort of see where the 70s, 80s take them. But obviously that didn't happen. But I think one thing I mentioned in the AV Club article is a Peggy spinoff series is possible or whatever, just because of the sort of strong character she's become, and see what happens with her. But they're kind of, she seems to be tied together with Dawn, so unlikely to happen in that regard. But I don't, it seems like at an actor level, a lot of these the actors and actresses who play these people would be happy to move on now to new roles that isn't tying them into the past and trying new things. But who knows? We'll see. I'm sure it'll be popular in, you know, days, months to come or whatever, with a series like this, sort of a defining kind of series to pick apart the series now that it's done, and as often happens to other series. But like I said, as someone who won't likely be able to go back and rewatch the entire series anytime soon, I'll definitely try and, not try it, but I probably will just remember it the way it ended, the last season being almost, you know, as entertaining and interesting as the first was for me. And what sucked me into it, watching it in the first season, was just as enjoyable in the final season, and the sort of valleys in between. There's some definite valleys in this series, and I think of the sort of focus on Megan Draper, Dawn's, what, second, third, fourth wife, whatever, in there, kind of took away from some of the other storylines that could have been more interesting to follow at the time, and especially because she doesn't really get, she's not part of any sort of tying up at the end. She falls off the scene, what, a couple episodes before the end anyways, and her mom obviously ends up taking, sort of gets brought in at the end in the storyline, but at any rate, now I'm starting to pick it apart. Like I said, I wasn't going to. So anyways, did you enjoy Mad Men? Did you watch the series? It's on Netflix, at least here in Canada. I assume it's probably in the States as well. The first six seasons are on Netflix. I don't know how long that'll last, because I would guess that they'd want to pull that pretty soon to try and repackage everything in, you know, a new DVD box set or something, and try and sell that. And if it's on Netflix, obviously people won't be as keen to buy it. I'm sure that's the way those kinds of things work. But it is fun. We watched, like before the start of this last season, we rewatched the first episode, or at least the first half of the episode. And it was crazy just seeing how much everybody had changed. Obviously 10 years in real life, and I forget how many years in terms of the agency's life and the storyline of the show, but just seeing the actors, actresses, characters, the way they started, and obviously the way they ended, kind of interesting and fun. So that's it for this episode. Hope you enjoy your Victoria Day, or working if you're not in Canada. And if you have comments about Mad Men, let me know. chris@goodstuff.fm is my email address, and I'm on Twitter, iChris. patreon.com/iChris is where you can support my podcasting efforts here at Good Stuff. And also, if you want to visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/94, that's where you'll see the link to the AV Club article I mentioned, and a link to check out A Small Orange web hosting for your WordPress site and or business, and a great service to check out if you need a website and domain. I think that's it. Thank you for watching. Not watching, you're listening. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
Like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I like to buy the world a home
and keep it company.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
And
I'd like to buy